Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The first thing I want to do is to give a belated Memorial Day tribute to our fallen military people and also to the ones presently serving. There is a current uproar going on over the Veterans Affairs Office's failure to take care of for the thousands of veterans who have come home with horrendous physical and emotional wounds. I was a tweener, too young for Korea and too old for Vietnam, so I have never been subjected to seeing a buddy's or other military brother's or sister's arms, legs, or head being blown off, or having someone shooting at me when I'm somewhere because some guy in Washington, D.C. thought I should be there, even if I did join the military voluntarily. I think it's a terrible shame what they are subjecting the veterans to, and I think getting them taken care of is the top priority our Congress should be working on. Right them. I've said this before, and I'm saying it again. Get our troops out of the Middle East. Give those radical Muslims all the guns and ammo and bombs and grenades they want, and when they get done killing each other off, maybe we'll have peace in the world. We just need to keep ourselves strong and ready in case another Hitler, Stalin, or Tojo shows up. Our barbershop chorus sang at the Memorial Day service at Ocean View on Monday, and it was a good, well-attended service dedicated to my friend Herb Wall, still wearing his custom-made World War II uniform. I was in Henderson Center the other day, and there was a bunch of hippies promoting the $12 an hour minimum wage. Even though I think that $12 isn't much per hour, I don't think it should be a law. Let competition determine the wage. When I had my butcher shop many years ago, I paid more than that then, but it might cause hardships on some businesses. These hippies look like they had never done a day's work anyway. I look with interest at the fuss made by the organic growers against the genetically modified growers. It's a case of I can grow mine, but you can't grow yours. I'm neither for nor against either one, but what's next? Saying a regular gardener can't have a garden? Just go away and leave me with my Roundup, just on weeds, as I don't garden. That's what Safeway is for. Just the other day I heard someone, in a political ad I think, say something about some restriction causing businesses to move to Arcata. Pardon me, but isn't Arcata the most restrictive town in the state? As I follow the trail of the man who killed two people and tried to do in a couple more, I see where his defense attorney wants to get him off by saying the main witness is unreliable. I once asked a defense attorney I knew how she could try to get murderers and other criminals off. She replied that her job was to make sure they got a fair trial. Isn't there some way they can do that without trying to get a murderer off? I see now where our brilliant politicians are trying to limit what insurance companies have to pay for procedures, just when they cost more than ever. Well, enough whining for one day, or maybe for 2 weeks. Don't forget to vote. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.